Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash, and you could win $1,000 with Instagram just by answering 5 questions correctly within 30 seconds.
The queen of the year. We love this chick, and we were very sad to see her come second. She deserved to win. Anastasia who? Loser. Loser. But we are joined by the second, who always, when these reality shows happen, the person who comes second always does the best.
That's right, they
every do. Every single time. And she's joining us right now. Em Rusciano!
Oh, do I want to be the Shannon Noel singer?
Yeah.
Have you got a car? Have you got a big, black, shiny car?
I do love Nolte. Yeah. No, Anastasia is a queen and an icon. I won't have you besmirch her. If I'm going to come second to anyone, at least it wasn't Mullet.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
In exactly.
Fact, you make a solid point here. If you had a loss to the Mullet, that's a concern there for every Australian. But no, you've done well. Hold your head high, Chicky. What a great experience. Thanks. And it was so beautiful seeing you after the show too. Have a real moment of this means a lot to you. Why does it mean so much, Em?
Oh, look, I'm a live performer who's been starved of an audience for nearly 2 years. So the opportunity to stand on stage and hold a mic and sing, even though it was to a group of creepy, furry people, was amazing. Really, and it just reminded me of what I love doing.
Yeah.
It's been so long. I've been in my trackies in the most locked out of city in the world, officially Melbourne. Yes, well done, guys.
Creepy, hairy people. I didn't realise the Channel 10 executive were there.
Oh, no, they're fine. They're wonderful humans. Thank you for hiring me.
It really is the most COVID-safe show, though, isn't it, being the Masked Singer? So thankfully you guys can all keep your germs to yourself. But this would have been such a cool experience. Were you allowed to tell your family, because you've got two daughters, a son as well, a beautiful husband, Scotty, and were you able to share the news with them, or did they sort of have to wait and find out who was behind the mask?
Oh, no. We had to tell the kids, obviously. I mean, it was a bit weird. Mum's just disappearing for a month and you can't know why.
Yeah.
And anyone who knows me knows that I'm a pretty open person. So
that's good.
The kids knew, and we kept it really tight, basically. And then once the Tones and I promo kind of aired with me singing Fly Away, I was just hounded.
Essentially hounded.
I didn't try and hide my voice in any way.
No, well, we've been talking about that. I mean, the likes of your voice, Macy Gray and Anastasia, can there be three more iconic sounding voices? Like, I'm thinking, how the hell? Like, you can't disguise these terribly well.
That is kind of you to say my name in the same sentence as those two women. I mean, I appreciate it. It's
no.
Certainly people who follow me, I'm kind of a weird famous in that I've got my own following. I'm not a household name, but there are, at least half a million people who follow me online that very much know my big booming voice. So, it was pretty cool. It was pretty fun.
Well, we know you and we love you. And we also understand you got a tour coming up.
Yes, fingers crossed. This will be the third postponement, but we've moved it to May and I'm rewriting the whole show because everything I was saying before is irrelevant now.
Aw, well, Em, thank you so much for joining us today. It's going to be awesome. Are you going to be coming to Queensland?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good.
I'm playing at QPAC, and I think there's only like 20 tickets left.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, wow. So that's great. Awesome.
Yeah.
There'll be more, Em. You know why? Because you'll get into Queensland, but you will never leave.
I'm going to handle that.
Em Rusciano, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on an epic Masked Singer, and we're very proud of you. Well done.
Thanks, legends. Thanks for having me.